But it's no fun to get the realization that, perhaps your writing isn't the greatest, the most life-affirming, the most helpful, the most useful, the most life-enhancing, the most death-delaying, the most death-defying writing of this or any other time. But the competition. Christ, the awful competition, have you ever thought about that? And it's probably lucky for dead writers that they probably can't be viewing their death after their death. The diminishment of themselves and the work from something that was grand and large in the real world down to something that is so small and easily discardable that it's almost unbelievable. That second death after one's physical death, the physical death, the breaking down of the man who writes, of the person who creates the art, well, that's a secondary death to any person who goes out into the forum to compete, to run with rivals. So, why should I continue to write? Well, to keep from dying, of course. I mean, that's the purpose of my life. The purpose of my life is to put off death for as long as I can. That's the trivial conclusion. There is no purpose. There can be no purpose to my life. That's the earnest conclusion.